It's time now for our morning conversation, and we bring in this morning Mike McInerney of Waldorf University. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Carl.
Glad to have you along with us this snowy morning. And Mike, first off, tell us a little bit about you and what you do at Waldorf University.
Well, I'm currently this year the director of instrumental music activities. So I teach some brass lessons. Currently, I'm teaching a instrumental literature course and a conducting level 3 course. I also do the jazz ensemble and the wind symphony or the concert band right now, as well as being involved in some recruiting ventures.
So you do a lot of different things in the instrumental side of the music department.
Yes. Yeah. I'm basically the band guy. We also have adjunct teachers that teach some of the other instruments. I am part time. But there are adjunct teachers that, like Mark Dorr, comes up from the Des Moines area to do percussion on Mondays. We have Dawn Rutt doing some woodwinds and French horn teaching. So we do have some adjunct teachers on the staff as well.
Awesome. So, but you're here to talk about today the Waldorf University High School Choir and Honor Band Festival coming up next week. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, it's kind of, and I should give credit where credit is due. Last year, when Dr. Melanie Esplund was the department head, we just had a little conversation and thought what we could try something different, and talked about doing an honor band festival, which hadn't been done before. And then this year, Dr. Bertram, one of the department heads at Waldorf, the choir director, we were talking about it, and it kind of evolved into this. So on the band side, you know, I got information out to high school band directors in the area in our district. I sent out the program that I would like to do and the students, the directors kind of nominated some of their best strong students, 9 through 12, because some of the younger kids are just as strong sometimes as the older juniors and seniors. And then I talked to the directors themselves about what parts they could play, and assigned them parts and sent them the music, and they're actually going to be playing along with the Waldorf Wind Symphony. The college group and those college players will be serving as role models for the younger players, high school age players coming in to play and participate with them. And then on the vocal side, Dr. Bertram did it. Her model was slightly different, but yet the premise is the same. She's we asked like more for the choir directors to submit maybe their entire choir or part of their choir, and then they would be performing a few pieces with the high school choir students, and also she's bringing in of course the Waldorf University Choir will be singing on the program, as well as Una Voces, an adult choir from Mason City, Nordcore Children's Chorus that is based out of the Clear Lake Mason City area. And then on the last piece she's doing, Into the Light by Rundstedt, the Waldorf Choir, and a smaller member group from the Austin Symphony Orchestra will also be performing together as kind of the culmination of the program for the choir part.
So it sounds like you've got a lot of different groups from throughout the area being involved in this this Honor Band and Choir Festival.
Oh, my, yes. Like, for instrumental, for the band, I had 13 different schools represented of 46 high school students. I actually have some students from Faribault, Minnesota, and a boy coming from Lake City, Minnesota, over there by Lake Pepin, to the festival, plus the Waldorf group. So the total band, band-wise, is going to be pretty large on the stage, around 75 players plus percussion. So, yeah, and then Dr. Bertram, again, has lots of different groups performing and students as well. And the whole thing, I think one of the main ideas is to let these younger high school players and singers be around the older groups and let them listen to it, participate with them, and have a great musical experience as these older players and singers are serving as role models for them.
And talk a little bit about the concert and the event itself, and is there a charge to get in?
Okay, the concert is on March 2nd, Thursday, March 2nd, and the concert begins at 7 o'clock, and it's in the Bowman Fine Arts Center in the auditorium there, a beautiful facility, and a very good acoustics, so if folks haven't been there, it would be a really treat just to see and hear an event in there. And we are selling tickets for this. They're only $5 for ages 10 and up, and under 10 is free. I want to thank here publicly the admissions office, because they're feeding the students that day for no cost. There's no registration cost for the students or directors that participate, you know, so only the gas to get there for the participating students. So thanking admissions for helping defray that. So we're just charging a little ticket cost for that reason, I guess.
And as you said, this is kind of the initial one. So people, you know, sometimes people are like, well, I've seen it before, so I know what to expect. But with all the just the different moving parts, it's going to be a brand new experience for people to experience.
That's correct. Yeah, we as far as Dr. Bertram and I know, they haven't done this before at Waldorf. So we're looking forward to giving this concept a try that her and I kind of have talked about and it's kind of morphed into. So we just think it's going to be a really good musical experience for the participating Waldorf groups, as well as these high school singers and players that are coming in.
Well, Mike, we appreciate the time, and thanks for joining us this morning, and want to wish you good luck with the inaugural Waldorf University High School Choir and Honor Band Festival taking place next week.
Yeah, thank you so much, Carl. We really appreciate you having us on the program and publicizing our event. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. That's Mike McInerney from Waldorf University on This Week at Waldorf.